The call of the wild, the creative economy of the Northwoods, travels the highways and back roads of northern Minnesota to meet the people who live and work here. Today, we meet Joan Farnham from Grand Marais.
It's always great fun to crawl up the North Shore to Grand Marais, following the curve of our own Great Lake. This week, we went north to talk to a potter, writer, and world traveler named Joan Farnham.
Actually, I was born at St. Luke's in Duluth, and I lived there for 3 days. As my mom and dad were high school sweethearts at Duluth Central High School, and he was working for Hanna Mining, and they were living in Virginia at the time, and my mother insisted on having her babies in Duluth. So when she went into labor, they drove down to Duluth so I could be born in St. Luke's. And I have a photograph of her standing on the old stairs, how St. Luke's Hospital used to have those old stairs, and holding me. So I lived in Duluth for 3 days.
This early trip to Duluth seemed to set the tone for Joan's many travels later on. When she was 10, her father took a job in Quebec, Canada, for Hanna Mining Company. When she got out of school, she decided to hit the road.
People asked me, like, where I was going to go, and I said, well, I'm going to go as far as Alexander the Great did or till I get scared, whichever comes first. India, Pakistan, and Chitral Valley, Dharamsala, and I had a chance to meet the Dalai Lama. So, okay, we have to admit that I'm a former hippie, and I lived in San Francisco with this guy. I was in Israel for a while, and this Israeli guy, and he said I really had to see the Black Hills. I didn't live in the Black Hills. I lived on the Pine Ridge Reservation in South Dakota. So eventually, I became a reporter, and I was writing for Indian Country Today at the time.
In the early 2000s, Joan was living in Duluth and continuing to work as a reporter. That is when she discovered the joys of a potter's wheel.
One of the things that Duluth potters have is they have this thing called Third Thursdays, where they all get together, have a potluck, talk pottery. And so I decided to do a story about it. And they're always held at potters' houses. And this one potter was made rattles. And they sort of sound like this. I was picked up this rattle and I went, oh, it's so beautiful. And this voice behind me said, if you want to learn how to make those, my class starts in 2 weeks. And in the process, I developed these things called rattle cups, which are mugs with rattles in the bottom, and they sound like this.
I first came across some of her work in the Blue Moose gift shop in Grand Marais during an earlier trip. What fascinated me were these mugs that had rattles mysteriously embedded in them. Joan likes to create pottery that doesn't just sit on a shelf and gather dust.
Oh, well, I'm a functional potter, so I like to make things people can use to eat with. So I don't make a lot of quirky things, but I do make some, and so because I get a kick out of it. So I make bowls and plates and teak pots and butter keepers, and I make this thing that traditionally in England they put their salt in these things they call salt pigs, and they're really tall. Way too tall for people that don't eat a lot of salt. So I make pepper and salt piglets. And they're really small. They're really cute. And you can just use your fingers and pull out salt or pepper.
You're listening to The Call of the Wild. This week, I'm talking to a potter in Grand Marais, Joan Farnham. We met at Joan's studio in the Grand Marais Art Colony Studios. After we talked for a while, she grabbed a hunk of clay and put it on the potter's wheel.
We used to have a kick wheel in here, but it took up way too much room and nobody wanted to use it. So these things, Dave Linus from the Duluth Art Institute taught me how to make these, and they're like these giant cups. They have a handle on them, so they're easy to grab. And they're shaped like sort of like a cup. And you put slits in the side so your tools can fit in there. And then your tools can fit inside, too.
I told her that I used to throw pots. Just watching her makes me want to park a wheel in my sound studio so I can get back into it.
So you're a potter. You love doing watching this.
I
bet your hands are getting itchy.
Yeah.
When Joan first arrived in Grand Marais, the art colony had an old church building that the local artists worked in and used as an art gallery.
I was working in the basement in this old wheel that, who knows, it ran like a John Deere tractor with a belt on it, and it went tickle, tickle, tickle. I mean, it was really, really amazing down there, and there was no extra exit. And I remember one night it was 40 below, and the furnace kicked on, and I looked around where I was, and I thought, I wonder how I'd get out of here if there was a fire.
Joan takes me down into that old basement.
This used to be the pottery studio. And this is the area I was telling you about where I was in this basement with no way to get out. There wasn't an egress window at that time.
Right.
Now they have an egress window. Yay!
The old church is still in use by the art colony, but they now have a state-of-the-art facility.
We got a really nice grant from the MacArthur Foundation, and we got money to set up the ceramic studio, the print studio, and the glass studio, all from the same grant. It was very generous. So it's just an incredible building that was built, an addition. But we still have the old church, and so it's just an incredible place for painting in that old, that the cathedral or the congregational part. And so that's used for that. It's pretty nice.
Joan used to write under the name Joan Morrison. But when she came home, she took her family name back because she was told to by her grandmother.
But then when I came back to Duluth, I decided to move back to Duluth. And when I came back, I visited my grandmother, my grandfather, my uncle, my mother, and my father are all in this cemetery in Duluth. And so I made a ritual little thing there. Well, so I'm standing over my grandma's grave, and I hear a very angry grandma saying, "Why are you calling yourself Morrison? You aren't even married to him anymore. You should bring the name Farnham back to Duluth. It's who you are." And I went, "Okay, Gami." And I became Joan Farnham.
With the Call of the Wild, I'm Milt Lee.